Around 60% of 18 to 24-year-olds leave the state each year. So Wyoming Public Radio has turned the microphone over to young people to talk about what's behind their decisions to stay or go. Sarah Mock and Mackenzie Muirhead grew up in Cheyenne. Now they both live across the country in Washington, D.C. Sarah and Mackenzie say they both feel pulled to come back to Wyoming, but a lack of jobs in their chosen fields of journalism and international affairs, respectively, makes that dream unrealistic.
I used to think that I would want to go back to Wyoming and raise my kids in Wyoming. And then I think I started looking at the job market, and that kind of took the notion away from me that I would ever go back to raise my family. I can definitely imagine in 10 years or so, if I have kids, sending them to grandma and grandpa's house for the summer or trying to get them to go to UW. It would be very surprising to me if I was able to go back and find a job. If there were a way to create more jobs in the international realm, then it would induce a lot more people that want to get out. They want to experience other things, but they still have this sense of home and this sense of wanting to give back to home, but not quite being in a position where they know how to do that because the jobs aren't there for them.
Totally. I empathize with that idea really, really deeply, in the sense of like feeling like I gained so much from growing up in Wyoming. Especially, I mean, we both were able to take advantage of like paid trips to national conventions, mm-hmm. and just like getting to travel a lot through school, getting to travel a lot in our families. And that, yeah, definitely is why like I felt comfortable coming to Georgetown for college and building a career that, you know, took me to California and back to DC and kind of all over the country. And I, yeah, feeling like you want to give back, but the way to give back seems like moving back. But how do you do that when it doesn't feel like that's actually a real option?
Yeah. So what made you leave Wyoming in the first place for DC?
Okay, so I was very interested in international affairs since like 10th grade, just because I had a very similar, like, you know, I love traveling and I love adventure and I want my life to be very adventurous, but I also love this country and I love Wyoming and I want to somehow tie those things together, and things like the State Department or the Foreign Service felt like the best way to do that. So that's why I left Wyoming and went to Georgetown in the first place. It was kind of nuts, but in all the ways that I thought, I think I would shed agriculture and farming and kind of all of the really rural identity things that came with growing up in Wyoming, I feel like Georgetown just like magnified all of those things, because being from Wyoming became really the most unique thing about me. So I went to Georgetown thinking I was going to work for the State Department, and actually ended up basically studying agriculture. And now I'm in D.C. reporting on agriculture, in a lot of ways closer to Wyoming, my Wyoming roots, than I ever was.
How did you feel about the culture in Wyoming? Did that impact your decision to leave it all?
Definitely not at the time. That's changed since I've been away. I've been exposed to just a lot of different kinds of people and a lot of different ideas in a way that makes going back to Wyoming sometimes really hard. Not only just because of like how I've changed, but also because of how people assume I've changed. I don't know if you experience this, but I almost feel like unwelcome sometimes.
I think there are traces of that, where there are some friends who think like, oh, Kenzie's such a big shot because she left, but she still wants to come back for Frontier Days, and she still wants to come back for the UW football games, and she still says she loves Wyoming, but how much do you really love it if you left? That's kind of hard to confront, because it's just so off base in so many different ways. I think you can love something and not see a future there and leave it and still love it. But I think there will always be something special about Wyoming to people that grew up in Wyoming. It's just whether or not that person wants to stay, and whether or not they have found their niche, and whether or not there is a job in that niche. In addition to, do I like Wyoming? Do I like the culture here? Do I like how remote it is? Because a lot of people, especially our age, just aren't interested in driving 40 miles for groceries and 100 miles for the closest airport.
Totally. And I feel like, to that point, it's almost like people have opted in to wanting that. Like, there's certainly not other states that really offer what Wyoming offers, which is, yeah, being really remote, being really outdoors focused, mm-hmm. being really rural. Even our biggest city, we grew up in the biggest city in Wyoming, and we both consider ourselves to have grown up in a rural place.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And Like, if Wyoming just became, like, a carbon copy of Colorado, then there would just be two Colorados. And then all the people in Wyoming who currently love it would have nowhere to go.
And I think we are in a little bit of danger for that happening right now, because as Denver expands, people that don't like the size of Denver move to Fort Collins. And as Fort Collins expands, then people move to Cheyenne. And people that are in Cheyenne who don't like how fast Cheyenne is expanding, where do they go? Do they go to Torrington? Do they go to Pine Bluffs? Do they go further up to Casper?
Yeah. In that way, we've created an additional problem, yes. Because the real solving is actually the brain drain is what we all want.
Yeah.
It's the best thing for Wyoming. And also it's about to end because everyone's going to move in. Yeah, because it's already a suburb of Denver, basically.
Yeah.
And then Laramie's going to go. And then
Laramie is such a gem that should be preserved at all costs because it is the perfect city right now. It's so fun.
But it's also only an hour from Fort Collins, which means Fort Collins is coming for it.
It's an hour out of Fort Collins on 287, which is so dangerous. It's such a terrible road.
So true. Will it stop people from Colorado? Yeah. Unclear.
Unclear.
That's Sarah Mock and Mackenzie Muirhead for our series Belonging, where we ask young people to reflect on their place in Wyoming. This piece was produced by Savannah Marr, who's a Report for America Corps member.